Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awaken the dawn. Come into the
Welcome to week 241 of the Golden Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and this is the show where we cross time zones and oceans, dimensions and whatever to create a great big circle of love and light all around the world. And we have guests calling in from all over the world and special guests on the show. And our special guest today is Claire Candy Hoff, and her theme today is soul contracts before incarnating, and she'll be speaking about meeting with the Etheric Council in the whole of Akashic Records and the reasons that we choose certain people, circumstances and events to be part of our physical journey of specific incarnations. Well, it's always great to hear anything about that, because sometimes we wonder why we're here and what we're doing and what we're up to. But before we actually join up with Candy, we're going to join up over there in Oregon with Gary, our lovely Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Hello, John Christie. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. I'm excited for this show and to welcome the return of our special guest, Claire Candy Hoff. I'm looking forward to this one, and it's another rainy day in Oregon. It's clearing off though today, and the ships are going by and bringing goods and so forth into the port of Portland and out to sea, going past here in Astoria. So it's another day, another lovely day. It is Memorial Day here in America. This is the day. It's a holiday. It's a national holiday that they observe the veterans from military service.
All right. Well, it's bank holiday here as well. We have bank holidays. Do you have bank holidays?
They call them national holidays.
All right. Well, we've had one here today, but it's been absolutely glorious, fabulous sunshine and lovely and warm. A lovely May day, end of May day.
Wonderful.
And, so anyway, we've got loads of callers waiting already on the switchboard. But before we bring anyone on, we're going to play a lovely song that has been specially requested by Candy. And so we're going to play Special Angel by Bobby Vinton. Here we go.
Oh, I love this one. Yes.
I do.
Angel. Oh, 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 angel. Angel. Oh, oh, oh. You are my special angel sent from up above. Sunshine, the tears from your eyes bring the rain. I feel your touch, your warmth embrace, and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel through eternity. I'll have my special angel here to watch over me.
A smile from your lips brings the summer sunshine, the tears from your eyes bring the rain.
I feel your touch, your warm embrace, and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel through eternity. I'll have my special angel.
By Bobby Vinton, Special Angel, a special request for Candy Hough. And we've got the return of our special angel, Candy, and welcome return. Are you there, Candy?
I am. Thank you so much, Jen Christy, for having me back on. It's a pleasure being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for being here. And you're from Los Angeles.
I am.
Yeah, great. And we, as I said, we get callers from all over the world. But before we bring any callers on, and we do have some that have been waiting 29 minutes, you're going to tell us about the soul contracts, aren't you? You'd like to
just
talk about that for a few minutes.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, you know, sort of wonder why people show up in their lives and why they seem to be so familiar. And this little topic that about the soul contracts tells, you know, people exactly what's happened, because before each and every one of us incarnated on the earth plane, we got to meet with the Etheric Council, who was a wise group of advisors, and we met with them to discuss why the heck we wanted to come back to experience a human life. And it was important. It was important to note here that that nobody, absolutely nobody, is forced to have a human life. We freely choose to incarnate, to experience a physical world, and learn our lessons in duality. Because, quite frankly, hi Gary. Because when we manifest in heaven, we don't have duality in heaven, and so some of our best lessons do come in contrast. By the polarizing duality and the physical world. You know, many lightworkers who chose to come back in the last 60 years chose to help bring more love and light to the planet, to shift the consciousness. And while this was a large part of their reason to come back, in addition, each soul would have chosen different lessons that they wanted to address in their incarnation. Like, for example, souls who have controlled or hurt others in past lives will choose to return and play the role of being controlled or being hurt so they can experience how others feel or felt as a result of their action in previous lives. You know, these soul contracts that we made are made in order to learn forgiveness and unconditional love, mm-hmm. and they are very, very important, as these two actions are actually fundamental to clearing and cleansing negativity, and thus transmitting and transcending our karma. With our free will and free choice, souls may choose not to forgive and love unconditionally, and therefore they stay on the cycle of the birth and death wheel until these things are learned and they're taken to heart. Now, where does all of this happen? Well, we meet with the Thetheric Council. I lovingly call them the elders. Some people call them the Great White Brotherhood. It's not because they're racist, but because this great light that's coming off of them. And they meet in the Hall of Akashic Records. Now, this hall is where all of the information of Earth's history and all the information from everyone's past incarnations is housed. And they help us write our contract. But it's each soul who decides and chooses their parents. They choose the circumstances of their life. One thing which is interesting is we choose our zodiacal sign and the exact time of birth, and this will literally help us to see life from a certain perspective. And with this unique perspective, the soul will take on, certain characteristics that will contribute to a specific energy that will help us in achieving the aims and lessons that we've written into that chosen lifetime. These choices provide a life's outline of specific situations, which then trigger the meeting of many other souls, thousands of souls, that will help us accomplish learning of our lessons. Gary, do you remember meeting with the Etheric Council at all?
Absolutely. I have a memory of that. It took some doing to bring myself to the place where I could recall it, but now that I recall it, it does resonate. In fact, I hear a lot of people say, I didn't choose to be born, I didn't choose, and I tend to get a little bit in their face, and I say, yes, you did. You are here out of your powerful and deliberate wanting to be here, and we all are. We stood in line, we jumped up and down, we could not wait to be born, to experience this life. We chose our life, we chose our life pattern, we chose every aspect of it. And that when we begin to get that, that moves us from victimhood into responsibility. And it changes our way of thinking and our way of living. There are choices. Yeah.
Yeah.
We
see ourselves as more powerful than we ever can imagine. You know, I
Absolutely.
Smile when some people say, oh, you know, I didn't choose my brother to be annoying or my sister to be mom's favorite. And I said, well, lessons in tolerance, acceptance, and patience don't come easy. And you would have chosen these contrasting characteristics in people in order to push your buttons and to make you stronger. But, you know, we not only choose our lessons, but we choose our gender, our ethnicity,
yep.
our culture.
Yep.
you know, I've had past lives as both men and women. I've chosen both lives of poverty and wealth, and to live in places as varied as Egypt and Italy and Scotland, and as a Native American Indian. And
me
so,
too, all the same ones.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's where the horoscope fits in as well, isn't it? What you just said about choosing your time of birth, because
yes.
I always knew that it was a great big, giant jigsaw puzzle. And it was just a case of slotting all these pieces into place, and so that's where the horoscope fits in.
Absolutely, and you know, it gets us to look life. Our zodiac and time of birth, as I said, gets us to look at life in a certain perspective through certain eyes, and it's this perspective that helps us to learn those lessons that we chose for ourselves. You know, things like choosing whether to have children or not. Whether to go through marriages and the heartache of divorce, all of our experience teach us about ourselves. And you know what? People have often said to me, "Well, if over in heaven, you know, all in pure spirit, can't we just learn these things without going through the challenge and the struggle?" And I said, "All of our experiences that we have in the physical will teach us about ourselves." Things that we could never, ever learn by just studying them in a book or hearing someone else's story of what they went through.
Mm.
Experience does become our best teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, lessons we would not have been able to learn if observing from the ethereal. We had to walk around and do it, you know?
Yeah.
I know from the Posse of Angels have said many times as people have called in, with their financial hardship they're experiencing or they've experienced. And, you know, unfortunately, I am one of those people. Unfortunately, one of the best lessons I ever learned in appreciating and in blessing exactly what I had was when everything financially was taken away from me. And it was a tremendous lesson. And, it's, you know, that lesson in gratitude and appreciation, you know, a lot of times people don't come around to that until things are taken away from them.
Yeah, well, so. I had to learn that one as well. I've been
so
there
did
and
I.
Done that. Yeah.
Yep. Lots of people raising their hands about that.
Yeah.
You know, the Posse of Angels is also asks us to think back to those times when we were in need for something to happen. And you know, all of these soul contracts that we make, and just synchronistically, just at the right timing, some person presented themselves in our life either to give us information or helped us to move forward on the next part of our journey. You know, I've had times during my life when magically a person showed up when I was low in funds and they gave me the much-needed money to help provide a bridge until the exact divine timing was right for Spirit to show me how to step forward. So a lot of times things don't come happen for us in these contracts until the 11th hour, and that's to teach us faith and trust in the divine that we will be taken care of, we are provided for, and that everything will be okay regardless.
Yeah, and then when you get a chance to help someone else in a similar way, you've got to do that in return, don't you? Which I always think.
Now, another
if you're in a position at that moment.
That's true. Another important aspect to know about our soul contracts is that we choose when we will exit our human incarnation and cross over back to our real home in spirit. You know, the Posse of Angels and myself, we're often amused when we hear humans say that someone died too early. When nobody dies early or late, as they cross from the physical to the non-physical world, exactly when they contracted to be so. They've either allotted themselves that amount of time to achieve their lessons, or when they cross over, the lesson may not be so much for them as it is for everyone else to take note of. Perhaps if a person exited at a fairly young age, it might encourage others to appreciate and really live life to the fullest. This latest shooting that was in Santa Barbara, the Posse of Angels said that it was just another example that these souls chose to leave the planet to bring it to the fore to say, how much longer are we going to go on and, you know, in this energy of hurting each other? and instead of choosing acceptance, love, and peace. So a lot of times, you know, souls cross over to get the attention of causes and things like that.
Yeah. Well, we do have 9 callers on, Sandy. So Yeah, do you think we should get Gary bringing one on at the minute? Would you like to bring one on, Gary, please? Thank you.
We can do that.
Are you ready, Claire?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go with our first caller. From the 207 area code, I'll go ahead and bring them on. 207, you are on air with Claire Candy Huff. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rolina, and I'm calling from Maine.
Well, hi,
Rolina.
Rolina, Rolina, yes.
Hello,
hi, how are you? Thank you.
Well, thank you. What is your question, Rolina?
Well, I believe in everything you just said, and I feel like my work situation is changing for the better. I feel like I'm supposed to be running my own business. I have run into some obstacles, and I keep moving forward. At this time, I drive a school bus, and try to keep the faith that I'll have work this summer, and I'm not, if there's any guidance on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The first thing that I'm getting, Rolina, is that they want you to pat yourself on the back because you've come a very long way to the person that you used to be to the person you are now. But they're saying there are vestiges left over of you trying to control and trying to do rather than allowing God and the angels to show you the signs on how to step forward. Okay? They're saying you don't have to do so much as allow what's coming for you already. It's already yours. And the more you can affirm this, and the more you can stay in the energies of saying, thank you for this extraordinary business that I have, where I work with like-minded people, and everything falls into place, and we create together, and there's financial remuneration, and it's a love-like situation, you know, and everybody is happy. The more that you can affirm this, that is already yours, and just mm-hmm. allow yourself to see the signs on how to step forward. They're really stressing for you, Rolina, to pat yourself on the back, to give yourself credit for the achievements that you've made in letting go. And they're saying there's just a few vestiges of thinking that you have to do something in order for this to happen.
Right.
Okay. They're really saying that to allow it to unfold because it's yours already. Let's go to the cards. And they're saying practice the art of allowance. Okay, the first card for you. Oh, here comes the Wheel of Fortune. Ta-da! So they're saying that the Wheel of Fortune is going to turn in your favor. There's no question about it. The 10 is also a number 1 card, which is a new beginning. There's a new start for you. What sign are you, Rolina?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, you're a Capricorn. Okay. They're saying that everyone with Mars going forward last week as of the 19th and the 20th, and also with the new moon coming up, there is going to be many, many doors and opportunities opening up for us. I mean, physical, tangible doors to show us signs how to step forward. And they're certainly saying here is the wheel is turning in your favor, and lucky lady, you got the 3 of Cups, which is a celebration card. This is a celebration card of your business. This is definitely,
nice.
This is definitely, you know, and don't stop pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, they said stop pushing because it's already yours. Allow yourself to, you know, sit back and to say, I did such a good job, and I am loving this new life of mine. And the next one is the 4 of Pentacles. In this case, is a stronger foundation around money, they're saying. Are you looking to move locations, or has that been something in your mind?
I'm trying to get I need a shop for my business. and I'm there. Like you said, the angels are telling me to stop pushing, but I'm looking for a loan to start this business.
Okay, they want you to stop looking for a loan. They said by looking for a loan, then you discount all the other miraculous ways that the universe can give you.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay? You know, by you being single-minded and saying, God, I have to have a loan in order for this to happen. Uh-uh. God doesn't work that way. God works in the miracles department. And in many ways, you might be blocking this from moving forward. So they're saying be more open and just say thank you. Thank you for the manifestation of how you want to give me. And just allow yourself to let go of that how and the when of that happening. And you've got the Wheel of Fortune and the Three of Cups there and a stronger foundation. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Rolina.
It has. Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Call us back, Rolina, and let us know if somebody just handed you the shop on a plate or what happened. Okay?
I will.
Because
I will definitely
like that do happen.
Thank you, Rolina.
Thank you so much for your call. And we're going to put Rolina on mute, and we're going to bring area code 510 on. They've been waiting 46 minutes. So you're live on air with Candy. So could you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? Area code 510.
Hi, Candy. My name's Shelley, and I'm calling from California. And I'm
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, I'm a Cancer, born in July. And my question is similar to the gals before me. This time I am looking for a new position. I think I'm supposed to be doing something that I didn't do in the past. And I was wondering if you can comment on that for me.
Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, they're saying for you, Shelley, like so many of us, we've finished with the first part of our mission, if you want to call it that. All light workers have finished with the first part of their mission, was to establish ways in which we could heal the planet, heal ourselves, heal others. Now we're stepping into very new roles. And we haven't quite been shown what that's going to look like as yet. But they are saying, with this new moon coming up, how have you written down what things that you would like to experience in your life? For instance, thank you for my job in which I can utilize my gifts and talents, doing something that fulfills me, that I'm passionate about.
Yes, exactly. I have that written down. I have affirmations. I have a bulletin board in front of me that has those things.
Okay. Now, the key to all of that, how much time do you spend feeling, letting yourself energetically feel as if you're living that life already?
I do practice that. I try to practice that every day.
Okay. Now, that is going to keep you in wonderful stead, and they're saying the new is coming in. Watch for the signs of it. And because we have honed ourselves to living in just the present moment, you won't miss the signs. Don't worry. Yeah, and you haven't missed the signs yet. The divine timing was not ready for it. Much of what of the foundation that we've established as healing practitioners, as speakers, as light workers, a lot of people didn't shift yet on the planet. The majority of the people on the planet hadn't shifted yet, so they couldn't hear us. So that's why it seemed that a lot of our endeavors and our projects and things were stalled. They're saying that as the new moon turns over and as we go into June, they're showing me little Shelley is like a snowball, and she's at the top of a very, very big mountain. And as June starts, she's going to slowly start to go down. And as the summer clicks over, what's going to come to you is going to start to bring up more speed. In other words, be careful what you wish for because you're going to get it. Okay. All right. Let me go to the cards and have a look here. They said a lot of us, with you included, by September, if we have cleared our karma, if we have cleared and cleansed ourselves and really put into rest with unconditional love and forgiveness, then we will be manifesting heaven on earth to ourselves. Let me just go to the cards here and have a quick squeeze and see what comes out for the lovely Shelley. You've got the Seven of Cups that comes out, and this is all the possibilities that are going to spring in front of you. You have done a wonderful job. When I tune in to you, you are very clear, Shelley. Don't underestimate your powerful, powerful self. You've put to rest a lot of things. You've forgiven. You love unconditionally. This is going to help in the manifestation of so many different possibilities. You're going to be a busy girl. You're going to be a very, very busy girl. Yeah. They're saying, just watch out. Just watch out for it. Okay, the next card that's coming in. The next card that's coming in is the Two of Pentacles. Yep, this is balancing all those things that are going to come in for you. And the last card is, okay, out of all 78 cards, my dear, you get the wish card. And what do you wish? Wish out loud on air. Give it energy. What do you wish for?
I wish for happiness, health and happiness, myself and everybody that I love and care about.
Okay. The angels tell you that happiness is yours already in any single second, and it's not dependent on anything external. It's a choice. It's whether you choose to be happy, and that is not dependent on, as I said, anything happening, or it's just a state of mind that we get to choose in any given moment. This is often the wish fulfilled card, and they're saying you are like, they're showing me a finish line, and they're saying you are like 99.5% there. Don't give up before the end.
Wow.
Okay, I hope that's been helpful for you, Shelley.
That was a lovely
message.
Lots of love.
Yeah, thanks
bye-bye.
For your call, Shelley. Would
yes,
it
thank
be
you,
energy?
Shelley.
I'm sorry.
And thanks so much for that lovely message that you gave, Candy. And
welcome.
Thank you for your call, Shelley. And if you want to bring the next caller on, it's Kimberly, I think, in the queue now.
Yes, ma'am, I can do that. It is Kimberly calling
you.
from the 256 area code. And Kimberly, you're on air with Claire Candy Hoff. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I love your accent, Kimberly.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Do you have a question?
Well, yes. My question is, I absolutely am fascinated about the topic that you're talking about. I love past life, Akashic records. And a little sidebar that I have, when I started in spirituality, I was reading a book by Sylvia Brown, and she was saying that she was probably at the bar when she was mapping out her life. Sometimes I feel like that.
You gotta love Sylvia. I love Sylvia.
God bless you, Sylvia.
Exactly. Anyway, right now I'm at a point in my life, I've been teaching for 10 years, and I've, had it up to here. And I always wanted to be a doctor, and I'm in the process of applying to schools on the West Coast, but I want to make sure that I'm in line with whatever I plan for myself to learn. I just want to know if that's going to be good for my son and I.
Okay, tuning into the posse of angels and seeing if Kimberly's path would be most, the path would be of most benefit for her to go west. And they're saying, absolutely, without a question of doubt, you are so psychic. You don't give yourself credit for how psychic you are. And they're saying, your abilities to be able to tune in to the direction that you need to go, you know, they said it's taken a while. Okay, they're saying they actually hit you over the head with enough references to get you out west. But, you know, it doesn't matter if it's one hit over the head or it doesn't matter if it's a thousand hits over the head. That's why our angels, they have patience, you know. It's like, you know, suddenly we go, oh, duh, I'm supposed to go here. And I've done it myself and thought to myself, that's right. That's why they keep sending me references to go here. And then now that you know to go out west, they're saying now they can send you more signs to show you how to do this. Okay. So they're saying definitely it's out west. They're also applauding you for stepping up. A lot of people step down in life. They take the least common denominator. They don't see themselves worthy and deserving of not settling or not compromising. And they're saying that where you were as far as a teacher, and I know this because I'm a former primary school teacher, that was a very important coat for you to wear for a time, but you've outgrown that coat. You've certainly outgrown that coat, and it's time for you to step forward and to realize what your heart is most passionate about. And they're applauding you. They're applauding you for stepping into that role as it could be either a doctor, it could be a nursing assistant, it could be a lot of different avenues that might present itself to you. So they're also saying, to use that word doctor, it could be a lot of things associated with that. So don't close yourself off just with that title, doctor, because that could come in many, many different ways. Let's go to the cards and see what comes in for lovely Kimberly. Yeah, your intuition is spot on, my dear. Saying, please don't discount your intuition. Let me go here. Let's have a look. Okay. The first card that comes up for you is the Ace of Cups. This move that you're going to make towards doing something that is joyful and that you're passionate about, that really makes your heart sing, is going to bring you enormous joy. The Ace of Cups is the harmony, the balance, the peace. You know, your cup is overflowing, and they're saying definitely this is the right direction for you to go in. Good for you, the Three of Pentacles. It's not only that you're going to be making a move towards this area because it's joyful in your heart, but you're also going to be financially remunerated for your gifts and your talents and your skills. And they're saying, allow it. Okay, this is a lovely message that they're giving me to give to you. They're saying, allow it to unfold in its own divine timing. They're showing me a beautiful lotus flower. And they're saying, you know, a lotus flower, you can't go up to it and pull the petals apart to see, you know, it blossom, because the petals will just fall off and die. They're saying, now that you know the direction that you'll be going in, now that you feel it in your heart, say, thank you for the perfect unfolding of the next part of my journey, and let my eyes be open clearly to see what signs God and the angels want me to step forward, not in my timing, but in their timing. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Wands. Now, the Queen of Wands is short of her position, and she is totally empowered. So I see you stepping in this role, Kimberly. Allow it to unfold in its own divine timing, and you're going to be fine. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, thank you very much.
That was a fabulous message, Candy.
You're welcome, you're welcome. Love you lots, Kimberly, and go out and have just a glorious day. Take care.
Have a fabulous life. And if anybody else can resonate with anything that Candy says, you know that it's meant for you as well.
Yeah, it's amazing how many times I do give readings on my own Angel Healing House, a Blog Talk radio show, and a caller will call and say, that caller just took my question, or that was the exact thing that I needed to hear. And because like attracts like, so many times clients come to me or callers come on my radio program, and they seem to have the same theme buzzing around them. One of the themes, which we spoke briefly about, Jen, before I went online, was that in April, with the two eclipses that we had, it shone a light on areas of our lives where we might have been subject to betrayal. People were lying or had been lying to us. Maybe they weren't telling us the whole story. Mm-hmm. Maybe things were being kept hidden from us, and I was one of those people, and a relative did this to me. This was all very important for us because we needed to not accept this, but we needed to clear this with unconditional love and forgiveness, because if we're really truly going to go on to create the new world, heaven on earth for ourselves, in absolute unconditional love and peace and forgiveness, then we don't condone what another person does that might do the dirty on us, but we certainly can still hold the unconditional love and forgiveness for them.
Yeah, but I went through exactly the same thing. Yeah.
Acceptance does not mean approval.
No, it doesn't.
You can accept it without approving of it.
Exactly. You know, it's funny, Gary, that just brought to mind, you know, when we cross over, and many of us meet with our relatives, our crossed over relatives and past family and friends that have crossed over, they are not there to condone the life that we lived. They're
right.
They're just there to applaud us for choosing to have a physical life. You know, it ends like that. That with many people, you know, just pure love, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. So it's very powerful stuff today. But we're going to bring on area code 856, if that's okay, Candy.
That's okay.
We have to bash on, as they say.
Okay.
So area code 856, what's your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Laura from New Jersey.
Yes.
Lovely to hear your voice. And have you got a message for our Candy?
Yes, I was wondering if you do see me moving out anytime soon into my own house, because I feel very confined and claustrophobic where I'm living, and it's kind of depressing.
Okay. You know what, Laura? You, me, and everybody else is picking up that where we are living, and I'm just getting shocks up and down my legs, where we are living now is past its use-by date. It was okay. It was okay, and it was necessary for many of us to be sequestered away or to have those experiences. But because the new is coming in with this new moon, the new is coming in as we go into June, and if we're going to be creating heaven on earth, we have to create the exact heart-aligned locations that we most resonate with. And yes, you will be moving on. Now, the Posse of Angels are saying that if you can say every day in your time of reflection or quiet that you have, maybe for 5 or 10 minutes, light a candle, close your eyes, and say, thank you for my new location. You know, is there anywhere where you've been shown signs on where you're going to be moving to?
There's a house that I like in the Cape May area that I have been looking at online. I've been wishing so, so much that I could have that home. And I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's going to happen, if it could happen.
Okay. Now that the could or the would or the should, I want you to take your emphasis off of that. The Cape May area, it feels lovely to me. I mean, it just, it actually is bringing up a feeling of romantics, of romance, of you've experienced something there before, and that's why you're being drawn back there for some reason. You don't have to know the reason, but it feels like you're in energetic alignment with that. And they're saying, all you need to do is say thank you for my new home. Thank you. And then just go into closing your eyes and feeling as if it's already happened. Feel the energies of you living there already, you know, living, eating, breathing it. This is very much in alignment with who you are and your energies. And it has a very lovely...
Be grateful in advance.
Exactly. Thank you, Gary. That's perfect. Be grateful and appreciative. And I often say, thank you for my blessings, and thank you for the blessings that you are working on to give to me, you know? You know, because I know they're always working in our favor, so I get really excited about the blessings that are also coming in. Okay, dear, what do we have here? We have the Eight of Wands. Good for you. I love this card. This card is a card of opening. Okay, opening of opportunity around your question as to you being able to sign on the how and the when to step forward to this beautiful new move of yours. But in my deck, Laura, this shows the opening, but it also has the deer there. And the deer is a symbol of to be gentle with yourself and to not push the river of life. And again, it's the same as the last caller when they showed me the lotus flower. Allow this to open for you in the most divine, perfect timing. Because if we push for something to happen before it's time, we might end up with a compromise. Okay. The next card that's coming out for you is the Four of Swords. In this time that you're waiting, actually don't see it as waiting. See it as a gift. See it as a gift of an opportunity to put the emphasis on your health. Put the emphasis on you recouping your energy, because you're going to need a lot of energy when you start to move forward, certainly. And they're saying, then the next card, which is coming for you, is the Ace of Swords. And that's a new beginning around your ideas, around your thoughts, about your mental clarity. And that mental clarity is going to come as a result of that signs that are going to be given to you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Laura.
It has. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, you have a lovely day. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Laura. I'll go ahead and just
thanks.
You back on mute and let you continue to listen to the show. And we will move on to our next caller from the 713 area code. Go ahead and bring them on. 713, you're on air with Claire Candy Huff. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Candy. Also,
hi, Candy.
Hi, Candy. Hi.
Another Candy.
And I'm from Houston.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, are you Candy in the chat room?
Yes, I am.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
Yes.
So question do you have?
I was just wanting to see what they have to say to me today.
Okay. Do you have any area in particular that stands out, you know, for you in this present moment?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Everything wonderful with work?
Yes.
Everything wonderful with relationships?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if they have a message for me today.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for Candy in Houston. Oh, this card just jumped out. Okay. We have a jumpy outy card there, and the first card that jumped out for you is patience.
Okay.
All right. So with the Temperance card, it's often with patience that we get lost in the waiting for something to happen. Do you feel like you're waiting for something to happen?
Yes, sort of.
Okay. They're saying stop waiting. Because it's by waiting for something to happen, we're actually constricting our energies and we keep putting ourselves in the future. And if you're waiting for something to happen, then you're not wholly and 100% satisfied with your life in the present moment. And it's only when we are in gratitude and appreciation for what we have that we will be given more. And instead of waiting on something in the future, you say thank you for it. And this way you affirm that whatever you're waiting for is already yours.
Okay.
Okay. Also, they want you to trust yourself more.
Okay.
Okay. They're definitely saying to trust yourself more. Next card that comes out to you is the Fool. And, of course, we know that the Fool doesn't mean you're a fool. It means that there is going to be a new beginning for you.
Okay.
They're assuring you that there is going to be a new beginning in your life, and for you to, I guess, let go of all expectations, they're saying, because it may not come in the way you think it's going to come in.
Okay.
All right. I love the expression that they use, which is expect the best without having expectations.
Oh, I like that. That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, just like the person before that said, you know, she had to get a loan in order for her business to step forward. And I said, no, God doesn't work like that. God works in the miracles department. And every time we put restrictions or constrictions on what the way that we think or how or when it's going to turn up, then we lessen the possibilities, limitless and boundless possibilities that things can happen in our lives. They're saying to you, approach life more from a childlike perspective, you know, jumping over rainbows and you know, saying everything is glorious, and then you watch what's going to manifest for you. And also the Strength card. This card is saying you've gotten two cards here with horses, and the horses are not only about movement in your life, but they're also about personal power. And they're saying the Eight card in particular is the Strength card. And they're saying that, yes, you've been strong in the past, and you're going to be applauded for that because of the things that are going to come in for you. You know, I hope that's been helpful for you. But the first card, that one that just flew out of the pack, was the Patience card, and it just said stop waiting. So I hope that's been helpful.
Don't you just hate it when you get the Patience card? You know, and they're telling you you've got to be patient. I can't stand being patient. I hate that. But anyway, that's a lovely message there for you, Candy.
Yeah.
And
I was going to say, the Hall of Akashic Records, that's very interesting to me, too, because when I was in my mediumship class, Lisa Nolan, who trans-channeled Gaia, she actually let us go into our Akashic Record room, review it.
Oh, how wonderful.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So,
I needed Akashic Record player. That's all
my Gary.
Okay, thank you for the lovely message, and have a blessed day.
Okay, take
bye-bye.
Care, Candy.
Bye-bye.
So we're going to put Candy back on mute. Thank you. Lovely energy and a lovely voice there. And we're going to bring area code 832. They've been waiting quite a while. And where are you calling from? Area code 832.
I'm here. I have a question. I don't know
what's
if I'm doing the right... Stephen. My question was posted earlier, but my friend is deaf, and she's really good with childcare and doing, you know, babysitting and stuff like that. And we had a lady that we thought was going to use her yesterday, and it was between the hours of 1 and 7, and she needed childcare, and we were just kind of wondering what's really going on. And it's just kind of like I'm posting ads and you know, trying to help her get, you know, she's really sweet. She's really good with kids, and she's had a couple positions or chances to babysit. It just seems like there's this dry spell or this almost like, you know, maybe someone kind of prejudges her because she's deaf.
Okay. Now, Stephen, while I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing that the Posse of Angels are wanting me to give you the message of, that they want to say to you that if something is blocked, it's blocked for the higher good of the person. Now, when you receive a lot of rejections, or it could be also this person. I don't have to know her name, but uh, this this lady, it may be that she is also has this energy inside that she's preempting that, you know, or thinking that she's not going to get hired because of her deafness. And so this energy may be translating in what appears in her reality. So that's one part of it. So she is to say, I wish to answer this ad for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned. And if it's not for the greatest good of myself, then please block it. Because a lot of times things are blocked for us and we don't even realize that we've been saved a lot of heartache and a lot of angst and frustration and irritation. You know, all we can see is that with our limited, linear, rationalizing, logical mind, that when we want something, it should be filled right then and there with that thing in front of us. But if it's not for our highest good and it needs to be blocked for us, the angels and God always have our back. So they want you to say they want you to say to this friend of yours, for her to start saying, thank you for this perfect position of mine, in which I'm able to utilize my wonderful talents in looking after children, and also, you know, so that's her part of it, and I'm able to be of service with my gifts. And I'm able to be of service with this other. I wouldn't be surprised if the more energy she builds up like this inside of herself, of positivity and optimism, that maybe she'll draw a child care situation where she looks after a deaf child.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm picking up. A two-year-old and a four-year-old. The four-year-old seems to have special needs or something. So she seems to be better with the special needs children than she is just. I mean, I know that yesterday the lady was having family problems, and you know she was coming out to use Terry anyway. So she never just didn't say that she had a problem with her.
Right.
I just think that something came up and. You know, Christina is so sweet, and of course she's one of my friends too. So,
yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult when we have very dear friends of ours, and to see them go through rejection, or to see them go. But if we can just be supportive to them and help them to know that things are there for their highest good. I also am picking up very strongly that she will get a position with a special needs child.
That's interesting.
I'm picking that up very strongly. And that is why other things have been blocked for her, because it wouldn't have been in the highest service for herself and the highest service for the greatest good for all those other people concerned.
Does it show what kind of child it is, or, you know?
No, they're not showing me anything in that regard. They're saying she will. The more she can put her emphasis on thanking God and the angels for this wonderful position, and the more she can say, "I chose my disability to be of greatest service to myself to go out and serve others, and I will wait for His sign. I will wait for God's and the angels' signs on how to step forward." And also, Stephen, the more that she can say, I know that,
so,
that God and the angels
right.
have my back, you know.
Yeah.
I know they have my back.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So let me just go to the cards and see. Oh, this one popped out. Woo! The Magician. There she goes. Okay. She is in the driver's seat. There's no question about it. And so much of the time, what we think we're deficient in is actually going to be our ace in the hole. It's going to be our magic card that's going to help us be unique, be special, and to be able to be seen and be heard and step forward. She's got to believe in herself more, and that what she sees as maybe a detriment in her life is actually a beautiful asset.
A lot of times that's how it works, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Our perceived weaknesses end up turning out to be our strengths.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. I agree with that 100%. The next card that comes in is the Ace of Cups, and it's, you know, her life is will be overflowing once she understands how glorious she really is and how much she has to give. And the next card, oh, isn't this lovely, is the Two of Cups. Two of Cups for me is always about partnership, and that she will be partnering with somebody. This is a soul contract, definitely a soul contract, in which her special needs will fit in with another child's special needs. So I hope that's been helpful.
Mm-hmm. I know you've probably got other people on
yes,
the line.
Yes, we do.
But
we've got about five callers and 23 minutes left of the show.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to have to maybe just do one card per person. But
okay.
Thank you for your call, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll go ahead and put you back on mute so you can continue to listen. And we'll move forward on to our next caller, which is from the 484 area code. 484, you're on air with Claire Candy Huff. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've been waiting an hour. My name is Antoinetta.
Oh.
I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hello, Antoinetta. Thank you for hanging in there.
Yes, and my question is regarding my love life with a man with the name of Danny. I didn't know what's going to go on with me and him. Right now we're kind of in a little bit of an argument. He's not talking to me for the last couple of days. I don't know when he's going to reach out and want to start talking again. And then I didn't know also if he was going to move into my home anytime soon to live here with me.
Okay, well, first of all, what I'm hearing is, why would you want somebody moved in with you who doesn't want to talk to you?
Well, we've been together for over 2 years, so this was just a miscommunication with me and him the last couple of days, and I just give him his space. And the reason I asked about him moving in is because I had seen a vision 6 months ago of him moving some of his belongings in my home. So I actually seen it happening. I don't know the time it's going to happen.
Okay. All right. The first thing they're saying is you can't control anyone else. That's number one.
Right.
And the more that you can put your emphasis on you being happy and not compromising and settling for anything less that makes your heart not joyful, not blissful, and not happy. Because where we are as a collective consciousness is we are going towards creating heaven on earth for ourselves. And in heaven on earth, compromise and settling is unheard of. We do not have to compromise, and we do not have to settle. So if there's anything about this relationship that makes you feel like you have to compromise, or makes you feel that you are not 100% happy, they're saying, dear Antoinetta, turn the mirror back on yourself and don't put any of your emphasis on what Danny does, because that doesn't concern you.
Okay.
And because you can't control him. So turn the mirror back on yourself and say, am I being nourished and nurtured by this relationship? Do I feel in any way compromised? Do I feel like I'm settling? Would I want to be with somebody? Maybe there is an energetic misalignment here. Maybe it is a soul contract in order for you to stand up and be empowered and say, well, you know, my needs aren't being met here, because the universe can only send us that which we show the universe, what we desire. And if we keep showing them that we will compromise and we will settle, I can tell you from past experiences, because I had a 26-year abusive marriage, and I stayed for the money and compromised my soul every single day. And it wasn't until I actually stood up and made myself, allowed myself to be worthy and deserving, did my life truly start to change. Let's go to the cards here and see what comes out for lovely Antoinetta. The first card that comes out is the Eight of Cups. This is the walk away from that which is not in direct alignment with who you are. Walk away from those feelings like, you know, you need to know something or you mm-hmm. need something, somebody else to do something in order to fulfill you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a really, strong card. The first card that comes out, she's not walking towards anything, but she knows that where she is now is a compromise and that she must walk away from it in order for the new to appear in front of her. You know, I often say that God wants to give to us, but in many times people don't want to let go of what they have already. And they, mm-hmm. you have to open up your hand and let go of that which you have in order for God to fill up your hand. The next one to come in is the Justice card, and that's the Truth card. The posse of angels is saying, "Dear Antoinetta, please be truthful to yourself." And as women of a certain age, we were taught to be second-class citizens. Certainly those of us over 45 or over 50, it's a generational thing. And we were
taught
to put our needs.
It's a conditioned response.
Mm-hmm. It is a conditioned response.
That
Thank you,
Gary.
That
can be unlearned. Mm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It does.
And I put my hand up because I drew my twin flame to myself 11 years ago because I learned that lesson very well and I transmuted that karma. This is saying for you to be truthful to yourself, and I'm getting shocks every which way but loose right now. And they're saying, you are more powerful, you are more magnificent, and you are more beautiful than you possibly ever could imagine,
yep.
Antoinetta. And the
yep.
more that you hold that in your heart, the more you are going to manifest a man who is going to not only talk to you, but his out-breath is going to be your in-breath. His heartbeat is going to beat in direct synchronicity with yours. And the love that you have is going to be divine. The next card that's coming out for you is the Two of Cups, is the partnership card. This reading can't be any more direct. And they're saying, please don't settle for anything less than your divine eternal nature, because
mm-hmm.
that's what you are. You are divine, and you deserve that kind of worthiness, and you deserve a divine love. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it has.
There's a power within all of us that's greater than anything the world can throw at us. And all we need to do is think differently, and that power will emerge. And that power will take care of all of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, amen. And don't settle for second best because you deserve the best.
You deserve the best, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Thank
your
you,
call.
Antoinetta.
I'll go ahead and place you back on hold and let you continue to listen. Now, Candy, really quickly, before I move on to the next caller, for those who would request a more personal, in-depth reading, do you have a website there where you can be gotten a hold of?
I do. My website is www.angelhealing.com. And for those out there, I'm a licensed Reiki master teacher. I do distant healing. I have national and international clients. Locally, I see people in my Los Angeles office. And also, I do readings, intuitive counseling as an angel practitioner. And I have Angel Healing House Radio on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday
Perfect.
Morning. So there you go.
There we go. Thank
Gary.
You so much.
Before you bring the next caller on, Gary, could I just ask if Candy had a message for Jumpy, who was on right at the beginning of the show?
Okay, just once again, Jen, Christy, could you remind me of his situation?
Jumpy is from Brazil, and
right.
He's got his pneumonia back, he thinks. He's not been very well for the last couple of years.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the cards and see what is happening in the constriction of his chest. You know, a lot of times, Jumpy, that pneumonia is a tiredness, is a weariness inside of you. there's an emotion inside of you that you're not allowing to heal. It's almost a desperation. People that often get illnesses and in their and unwellness in their chest area, there's a constriction there. It's almost as if your immune system is being depressed by feeling this constriction. So I would say to you, Jumpy, that that put more emphasis on you being empowered and not so much controlled or constricted by people or by circumstances outside of yourself. And that will help tremendously in easing up ailments within your chest area. Let me go to the cards and just pick up a couple of cards here.
Could you just do one, please, Candy, because we're going to have to be really quick now.
Okay, really quick.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Okay, the first card that's coming out for him is the Hierophant card, and certainly that is the card of being a leader. That's the card of being empowered. It's the card of finding your own empowerment inside of you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jumpy.
Oh, thanks a lot for that. I'll pass the message on if he didn't actually hear that. He's having internet problems as well. And
okay.
I think we're going to bring area code 954 on because they've been waiting ages. So what's your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, great. This is Lucy, and I'm calling from Florida. I would
Hi,
like
Lucy
to know.
From Florida.
Hi. Yay. Thank you. I got
Yay.
On. I would like to know if you see me moving or you see me going on a trip, and will it be successful?
All right. Moving. While I'm shuffling the cards, have you seen any signs as to where you'll be moving?
No, I just maybe like towards the West Coast.
Okay, another West Coaster.
No, I'm not from the West Coast.
That you'll be moving towards the West Coast?
Yes.
Oh,
or
okay.
The trip
right.
is in the West Coast, whatever you see.
Okay, let me
I'm
see.
Open.
Okay, I'm just tuning into the Posse of Angels, a trip to the West Coast. I do feel like you are going to be making a trip to the West Coast, and it is on that trip that more information is going to be given to you. It's like that's the next piece of the puzzle. You said it's going to be successful. We all have it within our paradigm for things, even if they don't work out to be successful for us, because it's just another thing that we're shown. You know, we only know what we
Right.
do want when we know what we don't want. You know, that kind of thing. But I do feel, like so many of us, Lucy, that you will be moving, and I do feel like this trip that you're going to take will then give you signs. The Posse of Angels are saying to you, again, there's another one in this hour that we've had together with these readings, don't discount your intuition. A lot of people, Lucy, hear their intuition, but they don't act upon it. And it's in the acting upon it's in the acting upon it that's going to create magic and miracles in your life. You know, even if something happens and you think to yourself, how is that logically going to turn out? Or, you know, that's not a very rational way of thinking or doing things. But in actual
right.
fact, you know, it may be in the most convoluted sense, but if it makes you happy, it gives you a little wiggle inside of excitement, they said step forward, and ask questions later, because it's in the stepping forward and it's in the actioning your intuition that those things are going to come to more clarification in your life. Let me go to the cards now and take some time to look at these cards. And see
when the opportunity is there, when the intuitive nudge from within is there, act. That's our job.
Yes, I do.
And that's all we have to do.
That's good.
Oh.
And so they're saying that this trip is going to be very successful in showing you some next pieces
yeah.
of the puzzle. Okay, the card for you is the Wheel of Fortune card, and they're saying definitely, the more that you can keep, yay, the more that you can keep, I love your enthusiasm. Keep this enthusiasm going. Say,
Lucy needs to cheer up.
And I love it. I love it because I'm the biggest kid out there. I mean, you know, for you to say that I am so excited about this trip and God and the angels keep showing me very clearly the signs right in front of me as to these things that unfold and the things that would be in my most beneficial outcome to take action towards. The next card for you that's coming up is the strength card. There we go. And this is the stepping forward. The stepping forward with empowerment, with assurity, with assertiveness. And don't discount yourself. And woohoo, you got the kissy face card.
What's that?
The Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups.
Well, what does that mean?
Oh, because on my card, it's the emotional fulfillment card. I have two people kissing. There's a rainbow. There's a beautiful stream. You know, water's flowing. The cups are overflowing. And because two people are kissing on it, I call it the kissy face card. But it's truly the height of your emotions, which are spilling over. So all good things are pointed in the right direction. Your intuition is moving you in
money
the right direction.
Is that money?
Do I see, do I see money in there? Okay.
She wants to jump on it.
Okay, you know what, Lucy, you know what I'm going to tell you? Lucy, I'm going to tell you what I tell so many of my clients. Most of the angels in my posse of angels and most of the angels that guide us, they don't know anything about time and they don't know anything about money. And so when I ask them about, people ask about money, I say, you have to create the abundance inside of you and then the abundance will appear in your physical reality. Don't you worry about
money.
No, I want
more.
Your money doesn't come from the earth plane. Your money comes from God.
It comes wealth. God's wealth.
Okay.
So I'm going to go on the trip, and it's going to be good, and I'm actually going to move there.
So they're saying all systems are go. So I hope that's going to
help. And be grateful in advance.
Oh,
yes,
I am so happy.
Good,
that's
Lucy.
Nice. Oh my God! Thank you, because it's the most expensive place to go to in America.
Well, you know,
thank you for
just
calling, Lucy.
Thank you, Lucy.
Yes.
Bye bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
bye,
you,
Lucy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. Oh, we've had Mary Lou waiting from the beginning of the show. Have we time? It's 6 minutes left. And we've
actually
got
have another
down
caller before that. It's from the 541 area code.
Yeah.
It's actually been holding longer than Mary Lou. 541, you're on air.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is fun to listen to and to think
What's
about.
What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anna, and I'm calling from Oregon.
Oregon.
Hi.
You'll have to do a 10-second message, Candy.
Okay.
What's your question, Anna?
Okay. Well, I have a soulmate that I was in communication with for the last almost 2 years, a little under 2 years, and he just recently passed the body from pancreatic cancer, and so we never got a chance to really, you know, get back together and fulfill any getting together. So I'm just wondering what you can tell me about that and what might be, if there's any romantic things coming up for me.
Okay.
That will...
very, very quickly, because Jen Christie is moving me along. First of all, he's going to be helping you in your romantic endeavors and helping you to be more clear about loving yourself. This is a very strong soul contract that I'm picking up between the two of you. It, just because he's not here in the physical doesn't mean he's not with you. He's part of your spiritual posse or guide, you know, with your angels and spirit guides. And he's going to help you to love yourself even more so that you open yourself up to be that exact divine replicate to bring love into your life. And yes, I just picked one card for you, and it was the Fool card, which is starting over. Start over like a child, Anna. You love yourself. truly love yourself and everything will fall into place in your reality. I guarantee you that.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
thank you very much. Yeah, I feel him around me sometimes, and so it's okay.
There you go, Anna.
Thank you.
Take care.
I'm in Oregon, too, by the way.
Oh, where are you?
I'm in Astoria, right on the Columbia River.
I've been there. My first cross-country trip, I picked up two hitchhikers in Ohio. I was on my way to L.A., and I took them all the way to Warrington.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just across the bridge. Yeah.
Back in the days when hitchhiking was safe. Thank you.
Bye. Go ahead, put you back on hold and let you continue to listen. We've got 4 minutes left in the show with Mary Lou Who on hold. We'll bring you on. Mary Lou, thank you for calling.
Oh, we haven't really time for Mary Lou. Oh, we're going to have to apologize to Mary Lou, and we'll promise that we'll take you first caller on the next show that we do with readers. In fact, next week we've got one. We've got Reverend Tina Miller, and so we'll have you on first, Mary Lou. Is that okay? Because
sure.
We're going to have to say goodbye and God bless, and thank you to Candy. Thank you to Gary.
Thank you.
This song. I'm sorry, we'll just get cut off by Blog Talk Radio anyway. So thank you so much for your call, Mary Lou, and everybody else ringing. Okay, then, so we're going to say goodbye and God bless. Next week, Reverend Tina Miller, and she'll be taking callers. So call in next week, Mary Lou, and we'll take you first. Thank you. Bye, everybody. We love you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Candy.
Bye-bye, Jen.
Candy, we'll take a date from you.
Okay.
Thank you. You want to come back?
Do they know?
Robbie Williams.
The places where we go when we're gray and old. Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love.
forsake me.